Every Tuesday at about this time, we check in down in New Orleans with Jeff Cruer. He joins us now. Jeff, good morning. Welcome to Talk 107.3. How are you, man?
Hey, Brian. Good morning.
Good morning. Got to start off with the governor's race before we move to some more localized topics there. Sean Wilson making his announcement yesterday. What impact do you think? What kind? I think we just lost Jeff. All right. We're going to reconnect with Jeff Cruer there. That was weird. Normally, it would just go silent. That went straight to dial tone. That was weird. So, we're going to talk a little bit about Sean Wilson and the governor's race. We're also going to talk about the... Now the phones are lighting up. Like, all the lines are lighting up. This is weird. All right. We got him? Nope, you hung up. All right, we seem to be having some issues with connecting a phone line this morning. You're not on any of them. Our phone's going wacko. Yesterday it was the server, today it's the phones. All right, now we're reconnecting with Jeff. All right, sorry about
there
that,
I
man.
Am.
Yep.
Hey.
Sean Wilson makes the announcement yesterday morning. What kind of impact do you think he's going to have on the race?
Well, I mean, we've been talking about it for a while, so I think everyone's been expecting him to get in. I think he's going to be the main Democrat. I mean, I think he's going to be the candidate of the Democratic Party, so I don't think you'll have other big-name Democrats get in, such as Senator Gary Smith or others who we had been speculating might possibly run. So he'll be the candidate, and I think he's got a challenge because, of course, he's not really well-known statewide.
Right.
And he's going to have to get his name recognition up, and then we're going to have to find out really where he stands on the issues because I don't think a lot of people really know much about him, except he's been in government for 25 years and last 7 years working for John Bel Edwards. So we'll see how it goes, but, I mean, I would say he's probably a long shot.
Long shot, I think, would be an understatement. I agree with you there. Where I'm headed with this, though, is I don't know that he garners all of the Democrat vote. In talking to a few different people yesterday, there seems to be a sense of, if this is what my party has to offer, it's time to start exploring a third party. Not my party, Jeff. I mean, like, the Democrats that I talked to were saying this.
No, right. Well, I mean... Certainly, the formula for the Democrats winning been laid out by candidates such as John Breaux, of course, Kathleen Blanco, and John Bel Edwards, sort of a moderate Democrat who is pro-gun, pro-life, and someone who possibly can appeal to a lot of Republicans. Now, I don't know if Sean Wilson has those credentials. I don't know. I don't know what kind of candidate he's going to be as far as – and what kind of communicator is he? I mean, how is he on the campaign trail? I mean, what kind of abilities does he have as a candidate? If I'm not mistaken, I don't think he's ever run for office in his life, right? I don't think he's ever run for anything.
No, a life of public service, but not, not from an elected perspective.
Right.
And yeah, I've had him on this show no fewer than a dozen times. And literally all we talk is traffic because that was his job.
Right. So, I mean, there's a lot of unknowns about him. I think it's sort of an odd choice, really. But, I mean, here's the deal. The base of the Democratic Party in Louisiana, African-American community, I think there's a desire among African-Americans in this state to have an African-American Democrat as the governor or as one of the top statewide officials. They're probably tired of seeing candidates like John Bel Edwards and John Breaux and Kathleen Blanco and others. So this will be their chance. I mean, last time you had Cleo Fields, you had Bill Jefferson, and they didn't fare well. I mean, they lost overwhelmingly. So, I mean, we'll see how Mr. Wilson does and see how it progresses. But certainly he's got a lot of challenges in front of him right now. But it looks like to me, from what I can tell, I mean, the Democratic Party is going to be getting behind him, at least the big players in the Democratic Party. Remember, you know, you had the launch of that commercial by the chairwoman of the Democrat Party, and there was a lot of blowback to that. People didn't like seeing her jump in there as a potential candidate, so that was quickly squelched.
What, the Who's Katie Barnhart campaign?
Right.
The ambiguous right, I'm for Louisiana campaign? Yeah.
That lasted a few days.
Right? I mean, yeah, it was good for us. I mean, I enjoyed making fun of that. We're talking with Jeff Carrere about a little bit about the governor's race. You mentioned head of the Democratic Party. Let's talk about a former head of the Democratic Party, former state senator Karen Carter Peterson. Going to jail or already in jail? What's the reaction down in New Orleans, down in her former district?
Well, I mean, you know, this has been in the news for a long time. You know, you've had all of her troubles sort of outlined for quite a while. And I think, you know, she had, of course, a run at Congress. And people thought that she might be someone who really was going to be a big star politically. But, I mean, she reached the level of state senator, and that was it. I mean, of course, all of her addictions and her problems and everything. So she's going to be almost 2 years in prison. And the really odd thing is that, you know, while she is going to prison, her sister is garnering all this media attention, and most of it positive, as the, you know, the chairwoman of the recall effort, Eileen Carter. And some people are actually, you know, talking about Eileen Carter as a potential mayoral candidate if the recall succeeds against, of course, LaToya Cantrell. So it's really a tale of two sisters. And, you know, Eileen Carter has come forward as someone who is a uniter, someone who's very polished, someone who seems very pleasant. And Karen Carter Peterson was someone who was known as sort of nasty and very, very partisan, didn't want to have anything to do with Republicans. I mean, would curse them out on the floor. I mean, we're talking about someone who was very, very Democrat-oriented, so to speak.
Jeff Carrere is our guest. He's the host of Ringside Politics down in New Orleans. And yeah, 22 months, I think, is what Karen Carter Peterson's looking at here. And
right.
I've had trouble with the balancing of from the time she got caught, she's owned up. But she didn't own up until she got caught, right? Like there's middle ground somewhere in there, but you feel for somebody who's got a legitimate problem, but at the same time that she's already crossed the line. Hey, in our last 60 seconds here, Jeff, got to ask you about the latest on the recall efforts, litigation, pushback by LaToya Cantrell. Where are we at?
You know, the whole thing is going to be, I mean, what kind of job did they do as far as these petitions? And I mean, they're in the process now of counting them. You know, and seeing how many petitions were actually turned in. And, you know, we had the numbers now that have been brought down. Of course, initially when the recall was started, there were 267,000 supposedly on the voter rolls. Then they took off about 18,000. Then they took off in court. They agreed to take off another 25,000. So we're talking about numbers that are more doable for the recall effort. And it'll be very interesting to see that they always told me, and I interviewed them many times, that they had the numbers, Brian, that they've got the number of petitions that they need. Mm-hmm. So if they did their job and these petitions have been certified and verified, then we'll have an election. I mean, if not, then a lot of them will be thrown out, and you know, then they'll probably go to court over that.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a challenge because these folks aren't going to just walk away meekly. I think if they do cut them down to below the number they need, I think they're going to challenge that in court.
He is Jeff Carrere. Hey, are you coming up for the Pelican Institute on Thursday?
I'm going to see you, Brian, in 2 days. Yes.
Excellent. Yeah, I'll be doing my show. Moon will be doing his show. Can't wait to see you there.
Okay, Brian. Sounds great.
All right. Thanks. Jeff Carrere down in New Orleans checks in with us every week.